Tom Carkelwin, the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, variably cloudy, chance at rain and scattered thunderstorms with a high today of about 77. Right now in Kenosha, 64 degrees. Some light rain reported in Burlington. We're at 62. Milwaukee, 63, overcast, partly cloudy in Racine. It's also 63 degrees. A proposed amendment to a sanitary sewer repair project would have the city of Racine paying almost $349,000 for inspections and sewer lining and some lateral reconnections along historic brick-lined College Avenue south of 14th Street, but it would save those century-plus pavers. During the Public Works and Services Committee meeting, DPW Commissioner Mark Yalen said it would be in addition to a previously approved $1 million contract on sewer lining. The work would have to be done, though, rather quickly.
If we were to wait for follow-on contract to be advertised and awarded, we may or may not get pricing as good as this. We can take a chance. The other issue is another contract that may get the follow-on contract may not have the experience to do this. So we feel that it's in the city's best interest to modify this existing contract.
The aging sanitary sewer needing attention led to a meeting earlier this year with residents, the mayor and staff, and concerns by the homeowners about potentially losing their brick street. An update meeting with the residents will be taking place Thursday to explain this contract amendment. Despite some concerns raised by a few folks living near the site, the Caledonia Plan Commission supports rezoning 178 acres of land along Highway K at the interstate for what will become an industrial park to drive economic development in the village. Among the concerns raised by the citizens, the overall size of the project being developed through Wispark LLC, the development arm of We Energies. Initial plans call for constructing a 138,000-square-foot building as part of Phase 1. Future plans include a $1 million-square-foot building near Adams Road, similar in scope to the Amazon facility along the I in Kenosha County. Ongoing water utility projects also, of course, tie into creation of this industrial park. Related to the project as well, the Village Plan Commission unanimously supporting plans by Norco Manufacturing to build a 137,000-square-foot building on 15-plus acres at the East Frontage Road and 4 Mile Road. If you have driven through the intersection of 4 Mile Road and Douglas Avenue over the past several days, you had to deal with traffic signs, not signals. The signals are not working. The reason? The control box was taken out, damaged, with the driver accidentally hitting the accelerator instead of the brake, so it got struck along with two other cars. Now, a new control box has been ordered. It's going to take a while, as much as 10 days before the installation can occur, so for the time being, the stop signs remain in place. You have to have some patience, and you have to wait your turn. Traveling this summer? Got plans for Europe? Be aware, the U.S. State Department's put out a terror alert for Americans.
The alert is actually a renewal of a warning issued after the Brussels terror attacks, prompted by a series of high-profile events expected to draw millions.
You've got, the Tour de France starting up. You've got this European Football Championship, and of course, World Youth Day, all of which is happening in June and July.
Kirby says major sporting events, tourist sites, restaurants, and shopping centers are possible targets based on an accumulation of information, not a specific credible threat.
An interest by terrorist groups to conduct attacks against Western targets and Americans specifically in Europe.
Michael Toscano, Washington.
That woman killed yesterday when struck by a semi-truck in the Union Grove, Yorkville area, identified as Amy Krensky from the Yorkville area, struck as she ran into the roadway from her pickup truck to go after her dog, which had gotten loose. She was visiting a friend at the time. The Wisconsin Court of Appeals issues a temporary stay to Racine County Judge Alan Torhorst's order to allow the placement of a convicted sex offender in a Kenosha County home next door to a family with a small child. Judge Torhorst denied a motion last week seeking to stop his order and allowing the placement of 53-year-old Michael McGee in the town of Wheatland. At a Tuesday hearing, he also denied a request from an attorney for the county to stay the order while it's appealed. State officials claim they were unable to find suitable housing for McGee in Racine County. The Racine County Sheriff's Office looking into a reported act of vandalism that apparently targeted House Speaker Paul Ryan's Republican challenger in the upcoming election. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
A yellow dump truck used by Paul Nyland's campaign had a tire deflated and letters torn from the side of the vehicle before Monday's Rochester Memorial Day parade. According to a news release from Nyland's campaign, duct tape was also used to cover portions of the truck's message, and trash was thrown in the truck bed. The truck with the message "Jump Ryan" did not make it into the parade. Nyland blames Ryan's supporters for the vandalism, something condemned by Ryan's camp. Congressman Ryan was the keynote speaker at the Rochester Memorial Day ceremony following the parade. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Following that weekend incident at the Cincinnati Zoo, during which a gorilla was fatally shot because a small boy had gotten into the enclosure, at the Racine Zoo, no special precautions were put into place. Director Beth Heidorn saying they do have policies approved by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums to make sure that guests and animals do remain safe.
People in our community work very hard to make sure that we are prepared if something would ever jeopardize the safety of our guests, our staff, our animals. So we train here, as other zoos have their staff do the same thing.
She says the zoo grounds are inspected every day to identify any potential issues that would have to be addressed immediately. Sidewalks in a program for repair or replacement in the city of Racine getting quite a bit of attention from the Public Works and Services Committee. The group wanting, though, to include a look at a multi-year strategy versus a pilot effort, since there's 2016 capital budget dollars to work with, but nothing beyond that. Alderman Melissa Lemke supporting the recommendations proposed by the Public Works Commissioner, but for it only being a one-year pilot effort.
I think he's arguing that, you know, it will probably go forward under the publicly funded kind of fee structure. But it was very evenly, it was like a 7-8 vote. And so if it goes back to being checkmarked, and this is a one-year pilot program, then two zones get it done for free and everybody else doesn't.
Some 45 minutes worth of discussion on that. DPW Commissioner Mark Galen will be amending recommendations to make it a 7-year time frame. And there's already a Hope Christian School on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Coming this fall, the largest operator of voucher schools in Milwaukee outside the Catholic Church will open up its 7th location on West Douglas Avenue in Milwaukee. The site for Hope Christian School Fidelis vacated this spring by the failed North Point Lighthouse Charter School on Milwaukee's north side. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.